Well, it's Tuesday and we like to talk a little rugby with our man, Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How you doing, mate?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 99.2NM and 2NM.com.au.
It's fair to say Weeksy's a little fired up. We'll find out what that's all about very shortly. But first of all, let's talk about the local referee academy.
Yeah, of course, both Newcastle and also Central North Rugby are looking to get into it when it comes to new referees. So, of course, as we've said before, Central North will be looking to get stuck into it when it comes to two referees from each of the clubs in seniors and juniors. So you need to go through the Facebook page for Central North Rugby, Central North Rugby Union, also, of course, Central North Junior Rugby, and be part of that experience when you can sign up. Also, of course, through hunterrugby.com.au with Bobby Dawes as well. Also, New South Wales Country Rugby have got their AGM this weekend, so we'll reflect on that on Saturday. But it'll be interesting to see how Steve O'Brien and his crew get into it when it comes to that. So we'll talk more about that on Saturday afternoon with your experience there from about 1 o'clock. On at 91.2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Mate, Marika Corabetti has decided to stay at home with the kids. He's not headed off for the spring tests, which start this weekend against Japan.
Yeah, no big surprises. Mr. Corabetti and also the Melbourne Rebels have been in court for the last 2 years, so he's been busting a gut to get out of his deal and have that four-year deal in Japan.
Yep.
Also interesting to see that Blake Ferguson has signed with the NEC Green Rockets, which is Michael Checker's club. So just one of those things moving forward now that, Marika has not wanted to play in Australia for a couple of years. Now he's been given that wish, and I'll be playing for the Cadbury Wallabies before Marika wants to play again, but that's okay. But as we've talked about before, the Japanese have been very gracious in allowing us to have fun when time comes to having our players, but we will not have the Japanese players that play in the top league playing for the Cadbury Wallabies this weekend. So that's very, very interesting to see. But as I said before, mate, I think the biggest thing for us will be at the end of next year after Super Rugby Pacific that, most of our players that play in that tournament won't be playing club rugby in Sydney and Brisbane. They may be off to this new 12-team, 12-week national competition in Japan. But when we hammer that down in some shape or form, we'll tell you all about it. But, yeah, really, really interesting times ahead as, the Pacific Islands get to flex their muscle.
Mate, now, the reason you're a bit fired up is the fact that this test match on Saturday won't be seen on free-to-air television.
Yeah, both the test match at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning there between the Yanks and also, of course, the All Blacks from Washington will be on Stan, and this game will be on Stan as well. So I know that people will want to fire up. It's not Rugby Australia's fault. Rugby Australia does not have the rights to the Wallabies games overseas, but I wouldn't want to be one of three people. I wouldn't want to be the advertisers of Channel 9. I wouldn't want to be Cadbury or eToro or ASICS or any of these guys who are going to miss out on a free plug on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock when they take on the Japanese, which is a perfect time for us because there's been nothing on to watch since various other sports have pulled up stumps. So we're still waiting for the cricket season, though the WBBL has been great. But the simple fact is they wouldn't want to be there. But, if you want to make your complaints, be respectful. You can call Channel 9 on 9906999. Just be respectful to the people there because I do notice that yesterday afternoon people were waiting for an hour to offer their opinion. And also on the way through, contact Rugby Australia at rugby.com.au. But as I said before, this has been an issue we've had for 25 years where the away team, for the use of another term, or the home team when we tour overseas, has control of the rights for TV.
Yeah.
So the fact is that Stan's got the rights to it all. Nine can do us a favour and actually put all the games on and save all this aggravation and stress for them, and especially the people in the front office. They don't deserve the abuse. But the fact is we've only got 18 months to go in this deal and we can go and do something else at Rugby Australia. So it will be the first time we won't get to see a Wallabies test on free-to-air in something like 50 years if it doesn't happen. But Nine, they're not going to have too many options, but they'll listen to the public on this one. And if you got Stan, good on you, but I don't have Stan, so it'll be the first Wallaby test I won't see in about 40-odd years.
Well, that's why he's fired up, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully he's simmered down by next Saturday when he joins us on the Sideline View. Weeksy, thanks as always, mate.
Good on you, Bear. You have a good day.